Hello.
Hello, my name is Dominic, returning your call from customer support. How can I assist you?
Hello, Dominic. So I supposedly there was an order made with you guys, with my card, and I was just wondering like why what the order was and why who made it.
Okay, I could take a look into this for you. Can I have your zip code, please?
23513.
Okay, and can I have your first and last name?
Dawn Marie Lang.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And lastly, can you verify that shipping address for me?
The what?
Your shipping address?
Well, it was if I made the paint or the charge, then it would have been 23513.
Okay, do you mind verifying that email for me?
LangDawnMarie@gmail.com.
Okay, are you familiar with the address 7801 Gilfport Street?
Gifford Street, yes.
Okay, so just give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so do you recall going in on September 25th and placing an order for the cookware to enter into the cookware?
Yes.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, that's where that charge tried to generate from, because it does state that it's not an automatic win, it's a drawing to win that cookware. And it does state that customers will receive an email with a link for a survey. In exchange for completing that survey, they're offered a chance to win various prizes, which the cookware was one of them. And you will just pay so you will pay $7.95 to enter in, and if you win, you will receive that product, which they will take the $7.95 to ship it. And it also states that if you do not call in and get it canceled, that you will be enrolled into a monthly meal plan membership. So that's where that charge came from. And I do see where it tried to charge you on December 13th, but it didn't go through. Your bank declined it.
Yeah, because I did not. Is that the monthly meal membership?
Yes.
The charge?
Yes, that $56.95, yes.
Okay, yeah,
But
I
I
do
can.
not.
I'm
What did
sorry,
you
go
say?
ahead.
Well, I was gonna say I do not want the monthly meal membership.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can go in and get you fully canceled if you like.
Yes, could you please do that?
Yes, ma'am. Just
And
give
also,
me 1 second.
could you cancel that charge?
I'm sorry.
Could you please cancel that charge?
So they will consider that charge valid, but
Okay.
due to it being the terms and conditions, but what I can do is I can go in and offer a courtesy refund of 35% back on your card from that charge.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Just give me 1 second.
Okay, so I should let my bank approve it then.
Approve what, the charge?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to. We would just refund it from our end, and it would go back straight back to your bank and account.
Yeah,
So that.
because I think my bank account or my bank, they suspended my card because I said that it was, I didn't charge that because it was, I didn't know what that was. So I told them that I didn't charge it. So they said that I would have to call you guys and see like if it's a missile, if it's like someone has my card. And that's basically what I'm doing now.
Okay,
So
so
now
did
that I know.
okay, so did you did they file a dispute or they just suspended the car?
They just suspended it, so I just needed to know like what happened. Now that I know
Okay.
that happened, I'll let the charge let it go through, I guess, so I can get my card back and then you said you would refund me the rest of the money back.
The 35% back on your card, yes, ma'am. from that 56, from the 56.95.
And it's, okay, cool. That works.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Could I just cancel the whole thing? Like, I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm doing now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so you have been fully canceled out, and I did refund you. It will be back in your bank account within 3 to 5 business days, but depending on your bank, it can be back in there sooner. And then you also will receive an email regarding that refund confirmation, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and is there anything else I can assist you with? You're welcome.
Is there any way I could get the full refund back?
Well, there... But due to that being a valid charge and being in the terms and conditions, that's considered because it's considered valid.
Okay, I understand.
I apologize.
It's okay. Thank you for being understanding.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day and happy holidays.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.